What is this with DJ Santana?
This is it. We're doing it. It's happening. It's wonderful. It's incredible. And we're doing it. This is it. What is it? What is it? What is it? I don't know. I don't know what it is. Do you know what it is? If you do, please tell me. Reach out. Comment. Do something. Because I don't know what it is. I do know that this is a podcast. And basically what a podcast is when a guy typically has nothing else to do and has something to say and has access to the internet, they say it to the internet. That's what a podcast is. And this podcast, you probably hear my cat because I have a poor audio quality, most likely. Probably not poor. I probably have fair to good. Not great. Hopefully I'll do better. And I will, but right now it ain't, because I done broke my microphone, so I'm using these bad boys that came in the box. That's what I'm doing, but it's gonna improve. There's more microphones coming that have better sound quality, and my cat's gonna get fixed soon, so she's not gonna be purring all. Piper wants some action. Let's say that, because this is a family show after all. Piper the cat is about 1.5 years old, and she is in heat. She hasn't been fixed yet. We're getting her fixed. Don't worry, she stays inside, so there's no, like, she's not going to be out there getting a stray cat gangbanged or nothing like that. That's what happens to cats in heat out in nature. Don't act like it don't. Cats, like, if you could see my cat, and it's honestly uncomfortable to me. She comes up to me. She's like, and just like rubs and like becomes like a silk scarf along my ankles and just. And then she like will come with her like bottom half of her body and like across my foot and then just like lay down flat on the floor with like present herself. I'm like, we can't do this, Piper. What are you doing? Like, that's so inappropriate. You're my pet. You can't do this. Like, Piper's this big. Like, legit, she's this big. And I'm a man. So you know what that means. It means I'm this big. Okay? That's what it means. I hope that worked camera-wise. That's my first time ever trying to play a trick with two cameras. My first time using two cameras. It's going to be a hassle to edit this. So, if you're watching this on video and not through recording, and you look at it and you're like, oh man, those shit-ass video cuts. Bro, suck it. I'm learning. Let me learn. You know what I mean? You ever let someone learn? You ever do that, bro? Come on. What have you learned? What? Huh? You know what I learned? How to make overnight oats. You ever done that? You ever made them oats overnight? I have. I know what you're thinking. DJ Santana, open mic comedian in Orlando. You make good decisions, don't you? You've made while open mic comedianing meeting while open mic comedian. You've started a podcast.
It failed.
Because you locked yourself in a box. You made stuff up in your head of why you can't do it. And now you're starting another one. What do you got to say about something? I don't know what I'm talking about. I lost myself. I'm self-criticizing. And I'm using you, a camera, as therapy. And you didn't ask for this. Who asked for that? What is this? This ain't a therapy session. Is this? Who knows? But I do know you want to know what I think is delicious and what I learned. And it's overnight oats. That's what I learned. And that's what I'm getting at. Because I make good choices, like overnight oats and podcasts. I do it. Don't hate me. My overnight oat recipe. You'll love it. It's for strawberries and cream oatmeal. I almost said ice cream. Doesn't make sense. Oatmeal. Here's how you do it. You take a jar. Preferably one that has a lid. Sorry. I don't have a lid, so I had saran wrap to cover my jar. But you take a jar, right? You get your what are those called? Rolled oats. Them rolled oats. Don't get no instant oats. Don't get no instant oats. Don't do it. You ever had instant oats? It feels like if you took an inside of a teddy bear, if you took that teddy bear, ran it into some hot, warm water, dunked it around, put some more teddy bear filling in it, and then you put that in your mouth, and that's what instant oatmeal tastes like. Don't do it. Get rolled oats, whole rolled oats. You might want some stone rolled oats, stone oats. I don't know what they got to do, but I don't like rocks with my oatmeal, so I don't fuck with that. I just want rolled oats, regular oats, not the instant shit. What do you want? Why do you want that in your mouth? Who wants that texture in their mouth? Get some texture. Grow up a little bit. I'm sorry. This is personal. And if my wife's listening to this, she knows what I'm talking about. Rolled oats, half cup. Rolled oats, put it in your jar. A whole cup of milk. If you're on a diet, use 2%. If you're not on a diet, or if you're on the keto diet, which you should be on because it's a great diet and it works. And I'm not saying you should because I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving you medical advice. But you know who you are. Get on the keto diet. Do it. Come on, man. I'm rooting for you. Do it. It's worth it. Just stop eating the sugars. This oatmeal ain't for you. This was what I was doing during the quarantine, which is why I started back on keto. But if you need, you know you need to, so do it. But all of us other people, not us other people, because I'm on the keto, I need to. So, anyways, back to our oats. Use the milk. Don't put water in your oatmeal. That's gross. And this is strawberries and cream oatmeal, first off, so. F off with that watery oatmeal. Come on. A cup of your whole milk. Whole milk. You know why? Because milk fat is good for your brain. I saw that on a documentary once, so I'm going to believe it. Did I fact check it? Heck no. Why would I? It was on a documentary. It's got to be true. Huh? Tell me I'm wrong. It was on a documentary. You ain't never seen no documentary that's a lie. Then that's just called a movie. Fuck. What are we doing here? Stop making shit up around me. Documentaries are truth, and they say milk fat is good for your brain health. So get your brain health, eat the fat, drink the fat, milk, oatmeal, fat, eat it. Whole milk, 1 cup in your jar. Next, this is where we get crazy, because we got to add our sweetener. First off, this is optional, obviously. I personally, when I was making oatmeal, who don't want some sweet oatmeal? Nah, I'm not talking sweet, like candy sweet. I'm just talking about a little sweetness, just a little bit, a little touch of sugars. And I didn't even use sugar. That's why I'm telling you, don't use sugar. If worse comes to worse, like this is worse than coming to worse. Like my cat is walking across everything. What's up, Piper? I'm telling you, bro, she wants it, and I can't give it to her. I can't do that. That's fucking disgusting. Why is she like this? I gotta get her fixed. I tell my wife I don't want to be alone with this cat. It's so weird. I've never seen anything like this. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying anything bad about cats. I'm not even saying anything bad about Piper. I'm just saying that it's just weird when cats be in heat, what they do. Especially a human being. Like, she's about to do it. She's getting up on me. Oh, yep. She's not doing it. She's just rubbing on the legs of the chair that you are on. Whatever, bro. Anyways, my oatmeal. Yeah. Get sweet. Add your sugars. Worst case scenario, you don't like sugars. You don't have anything else. You could put some brown sugar in it. That's what I was trying to say before the cat walked by. You can put some brown sugar in. But me personally, the sugar you should add to this, I think, is pure maple syrup. Get you 1 tablespoon maple syrup in your jar. Do it. You'll appreciate it. Next. You're probably like, DJ, what about the strawberries and cream? Next. Okay. Wait a second. We're getting there. You don't just get the whole recipe. Come on. How am I going to keep you listening to this podcast if I gave it to you all at once? But, so I'm not going to give it to you all at once. So here's the rest of it. Okay? After you put that maple syrup, you get 1 tablespoon of strawberry jam. Okay? I had homemade strawberry jam at the time, and that's what inspired this recipe. I put that 1 tablespoon of strawberry jam on top of the maple syrup. Okay? Next, take 2 strawberries, 3, 4 if you're ambitious. Okay? Cut those up. Dice them up, little small pieces. Throw them in your jar. Swish. Okay? Now, top it off. You have heavy cream. 1 tablespoon heavy cream on top. Mix it all together. Cover it up with the lid. Saran wrap if you don't have a lid. Put it in your fridge overnight. Eat it in the morning. DJ, do I eat it cold or do I eat it warm? And if I eat it warm, how do I go about doing that? That's a good question, okay? Because I was confused too the first time I made it because it was a learning experience. You gotta learn. Everyone's a little kind of dumb when you don't know something. Like, that felt like I felt so dumb not knowing. Do I make it cold because it's overnight? And overnight stuff usually sounds like stale, and I ain't gonna eat no room temperature oatmeal because it's already in the fridge because it got milk and stuff in it, and I don't want to eat room temperature milk. That sounds unsanitary with bacteria. There's salmonella. I don't know. Is that chicken? I don't know, but I know you don't want no room temperature milk, heavy milk, cream. Oh, shoot, man. So I felt kind of like, what am I doing here? what do I gotta do? So I felt kind of dumb. Like, I didn't know how to eat oatmeal. I'm 31 years old. I walked in my kitchen, opened the door, and I didn't know how to make oatmeal. That I made already. That was already made. I had to Google it like an idiot. Don't Google how to make oatmeal that you fucking already made. I did it. I already did it. I did it. So, like I said, when you learn it, dumb things happen. But here's the answer. You could eat it warm or cold. It's up to you. Don't eat it room temperature. Don't do that. If you want to eat it warm, here's what I did. I took the lid off, or the saran wrap in my case, personally, and put it in the microwave for 30 seconds, stirred it up 30 more seconds, and it was fucking delicious. Super duper good. So good. And I also made it again and ate it cold. And to be honest, it was so good. So good that I had to tell you about it here, because why not be a recipe show? Why not? Why don't I just transfer to the kitchen? Why not? Because what is this? It's just a podcast. And as we already established, a podcast is just a dude talking to the internet. And hopefully the internet listens. And if they don't listen, then fuck. What is that? What is that? That's just a man in the corner of his bedroom with lights placed strategically. And weird printouts. And a set. What is that? That's a podcast, brother. That's a hill I'll die on. You tell anyone that you're a dude talking to the internet with lights and a set. That's gotta be. What is this? Ain't rocket science, is it? Am I Elon Musk? Am I from South Africa? Am I telling the whole world to be right-wing conservative in my multi-billion-dollar freaking estate? Huh? Am I going on Joe Rogan and, like, taking a puff of the ganja and losing my company money momentarily and then making way more and then sending rockets into space with astronauts? Is that what I am? No. This is a podcast. If you're confused at this point, man, I don't know what to tell you. We just talking about stuff. And whatever we talking about, it's this. That's what it is. Okay? Let me tell you a little bit about me, because you don't know. Do you? Do you know? What you know about me, huh? What you know about me, huh? 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 Not much. Did you know that my favorite color is naranja? And I pray to God that that means orange in Spanish. Because I like the color orange the best. If you were wondering, that's a little bit about me. What about you? What? You don't know? You don't know what to say because you're like, ooh, now I'm on the spot? Don't you ever get put on the spot? Don't you hate when that happens, when like someone just inadvertently tells you something about themselves and like, blah, 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 blah. When I was 12, I accidentally saw my grandmother and my father kissing on the lips intensely. I'm like, what? Hi, I'm DJ Santana. Nice to meet you, bro. And he's like, yeah, but what about you? What about me? What? What'd you do, man? Would you, what? I know you saw something. What are you talking about, man? No, you had to see something weird in your life. What? You grew up. You're a human being. If I did, let's say you're correct. Okay? And chances are you are. I ain't gonna tell you on the first day I met you. I probably ain't gonna tell you till years down the road. With multiple whiskey bourbons in my body. Run through my veins, making me feel warm and flush. And just full of lively stories. And that's a very lively story, seeing some familiar family face kissing. As opposed to other kinds of kisses, I guess. You know what I'm talking about. You too. And Bono. I don't know. I don't know what this is. But I do know that that's what I am. I'm an orange-loving man. And you can't tell me no different. How many people you know that like orange that'll fucking admit it? Who's out there standing up to other colors like red? Everyone's like, ooh, I like red. Red's so good. Red. Who else is going to stand up to people like that like the color blue? Huh? You're a boy. You should like blue. Huh? Heck no. Orange. For me. For you. Maybe not you, but someone out there likes orange, and I'm one of them, okay? Fuck. I've been holding that in for a while. Alright? I ain't tell no one that. Since probably since I was like 12. When's the last time you told someone your favorite color? When is it? It's fun to do. Do you know your friend's favorite color? How old are you? Are you your mid-20s, early 30s? Huh? How old are you? How old's your best friend? What's your best friend's favorite color? You should find out. That's a cool thing to know.
No, it's not. That's a stupid thing to know. Why? It's so trivial.
Yeah, it's trivial until your best friend gets kidnapped and they demand ransom money and you don't want to really pay $3,000 for the survival of Carl. You don't care about Carl like for $3,000. Like, I care, but like I ain't just going to throw $3,000 away. Like, how do I know that you got Carl kidnapped? And I start talking to him and I'm like, duh. This is very common. Carl has a very common voice and a very common vernacular around here. Like, a lot of people can mimic Carl. Psh, I don't believe you. And then Carl's like, well, DJ, my favorite color is red. And then I can say, fuck you, bro. I ain't giving you no money. Because Carl's favorite color is green. He's down like that. He loves colors like green. Mix a little blue, a little bit of yellow. Boom, green. Fuck you. You trying to scam me. This is a scam. What is this, a fishing expedition? Come on, are you from Nigeria, Prince? Just trying to get money out of me? Get out of here. Get out of here. You don't have fucking Carl. I'm going to call Carl right now. We're going to laugh about this. Shit. That's why you need to know. Find out your best friend's favorite color. You never know when you need it. You never know when you need a drink. Because I'd be thirsty around here, like legitimately. Dang, I'm on keto diet, and one thing keto does do is makes you pee a lot. So while peeing a lot, like, you got to drink a lot to replenish the pee. If that sounds weird, I apologize to me and to you. Because I don't want... I apologize to me because I'm going to have to figure out how to make this sound as good as possible. But if it sounds weird to you... I won't do it again. I'll make sure if it sounds bad, I'm gonna make sure that that won't happen again. So please don't freak out. We gonna get there. We gonna get there together, me and you and me. So happily together. All right, we're gonna do it. But we gotta do it to keep doing it. We can't talk about it. We gotta be about it. You know what I mean? It is what it is, and it is what it gotta be. And to be what it is, we gotta make it it. Okay? We gotta make it it. It ain't just gonna happen. But it's attainable. It is always obtainable. Like, right now. Justice on the streets. Justice in the United States. Justice for Black Americans. Justice for people. Justice for justice. Justice can happen. It's obtainable. We just got to do it. The lawmakers got to understand that we are fed up with the way police treat people, the way police treat Black people. And I feel like they don't get it at all. They don't. You ever seen, if you've been watching the news, the videos, not even the news, don't watch the news for this, because the news is going to, I don't know what the news is going to do, but I don't watch it no more, because the news just made me feel bad all the time, so I stopped watching it. So if you're going to take anything out of this, don't watch the news. Figure out, there's social media, there's internet, you can find out what's happening. But, like, we're watching, Snapchat stories, like, in the cities, and seeing, like, just cops go crazy. Freaking recently, just the other day, I think it was yesterday, probably. Who knows? It's new stuff every day. But in Buffalo, there was a cop that just pushed over an old man, and the old man fell, busted his head, gashed it open, bleeding everywhere. The rest of the cops come walking by, look at this old man, like, there's no, like, this person is not a threat to nothing. He's maybe, time out, I take that back. That man only want one thing in his life. He wanted to kill those damn caterpillars that kept eating his tomato leaves. He's been planting them tomatoes every year for the past 23 years, and them caterpillars keep coming. They keep coming. He's laid out all the best freaking non-pesticide powder there is, the diatomaceous earth, if that's how you say the word DE powder, which is basically crushed up animal bones and microscopic razors across insects' bellies. He's done it. And them caterpillars still eat the flipping leaves. He's used the good stuff. The pesticides. But the caterpillars keep eating the leaves. He hates the caterpillars and injustice. And he's out there protesting and saying, I can't beat the caterpillars, but I can tell my government to stop fucking killing people. Stop killing Black people. Stop it. And the cops just push that motherfucker over. Watch his head bleed out, leaking. And all of them, all of the police just walk by like nothing. Come on, man. Like, how is this real? How are you so flipping, freaking, flapping, blind to the point? People are mad because cops are just abusing their power. They're the law, and they're just, whoa, what can I do? Whatever I want. Bam, watch this. Watch as I put my knee on your neck forever. And everyone else, all the other police, just watch as it happens. Like, I've seen street fights videos, of course, because I ain't out in them streets, boy. Where someone's getting their butt beat and people jump in and stop it when all right, enough's enough. And enough was the fuck enough, bro. And no one stopped it. No one ever stops it. They never stop it. So there's some issues that need to be resolved in America's police system. And people need to protest it, especially old people, because what else is an old person going to do? Play chess? Come on, man. The Caterpillars won. The Caterpillars won. And the police are fucking beating old people in the streets. This is what's happening today in the United States. What is this? What? Come on. I don't know. I don't know all the answers, but I know the way a police treat people needs to change. And here's my one solution, since I'm gonna gripe. I've been griping. Let me give you a walk forth with this event. And the drug war. Let people do what people want to do themselves, as long as they don't hurt anyone else. The police, since the start of the drug war, have gotten more and more militarized. They're very sketched out because the people they go after are also militarized. Illegal drugs brings a black market. Look at prohibition. It's what happens. And to combat that, the cops had to get stronger, more aggressive to fight drug dealers that are also being aggressive to protect their market. But make the market free and legal. Regulate it, tax it, figure it the fuck out. Stop attacking people for doing stuff that's only hurting themselves. Sure, don't let it go to kids. Make it a prescription if you got to. But stop treating it like it's a weapon of war. It's called the war on drugs. Why is the American police at war with the American citizenry?
But DJ, it's only the citizens that break the law and are drug violators and drug traffickers that are affected by the war on drugs.
No, the hell it ain't. It's everyone. It's everyone. That's all cops do. Cops just go after drugs. And because of that, they're scared all the time because drug dealers have guns and will shoot. That's true story, because there's probably money in that game. That's probably why people become drug dealers. Bad idea, because people also die all the time, drug dealer. But also because, yeah, drug dealers kill people. It's true. It's a real life story. Drug dealers of all, everywhere, in every country, all the time. Drug dealers, anytime there's illegal drugs, you got people killing each other. So the police, to fight that, had to get stronger, had to become more paranoid of other people. They don't know that this person could be part of a drug selling organization. They could be willing to shoot. Get that. But if those drugs were legal, you could be the cops would be more at ease. They wouldn't have to be on guard, worried all the time about the likelihood this could be a fucking person that's gonna kill me. Sure. DJ, sure. There's still bad people out there with warrants and that are scared and like they're willing to do bad things to cops. Sure, that's really thing, because being a fucking cop, yeah, don't get wrong, shit job. Scary, horrible. they go through some stuff. I'm not saying they don't, man. It's a really horrible, bad job. And I'm not saying the individual police, all of them, are horrible people. I'm saying that the institution that they're a part of is bad. The police system, the way it works, the way they do stuff is broken. They need to fix it. And there's other stuff they could do too. Who the hell am I? I'm just this open mic comedian in Orlando named DJ Santana. I'm on Facebook and Instagram at DJ Santana Funny Man. I'm on Twitter at DJ Santana Comedy. I'm here on YouTube or Spotify or iTunes, Apple, any of the other many. I'm in your ears, okay? You're listening to me. And if you're listening to me or watching me, I want you to subscribe, please. I don't know. This is weird for me, but I still need, I don't know how to do this because people are probably listening. And I don't know if I'm going to cut this out. Probably not. This is weird, but subscribe. Talk to your friends about it. Comment on this if you can. Like it. Share it. What is it? Podcasts with DJ Santana.